Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman. Welcome, welcome. It is a rainy Sunday in Charlotte. I can barely see the tops of the buildings uptown, which means it's foggy, it's humid, and I'm happy. This is an episode where we are going to chat a little about travel, not necessarily hangovers, but the easing back into the week and avoiding the Sunday scaries, if you will. A little backstory. Like I mentioned, it's Sunday, and I'm recording this a little early. Typically, I record Monday through Wednesday, produce on Wednesday, all that good stuff. And I put the episode out on Thursday. I'm heading out of town again on Thursday for a beautiful wedding. One of my best friends is getting married. Could not be more excited. It will be in Bermuda and just the dreamiest destination. Thrilled about it. But that being said, I will not be able to record because I'll be flying. This is being produced early. And the reason why I think I wanted to hop on today as opposed to recording tomorrow when I might have time is, one, because tomorrow is just going to be admin and I'll edit the podcast tomorrow. Whatever. Busy week. But the reason I wanted to do it today is because this weekend I was in Charleston for a wedding. It was a really quick trip there for two nights and we just had wedding stuff and didn't do a whole lot of touring around. We spent time with friends and enjoyed the wedding festivities. It was beautiful, so much fun, great food, great drinks, great people. But I know I've talked a lot about alcohol on this podcast and I don't want it to seem like, actually it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to defend what I do, but you know, I drank this weekend, had some drinks each night. It felt fun. It was exciting. But I think that the difference between how I responded to alcohol this weekend, if I had had this same weekend 2 years ago or before I really started to take a break and pump the brakes on alcohol consumption, it was never an issue, but I wanted to be extremely clear. Last year, if you're new here, we're going to dive back a little bit, but for, again, some backstory. If you started listening to this recently, you may not have known that about a year ago, I was going through some stuff in my life, in relationships and whatever, and I wanted to get extremely clear. And I thought, okay, what's one way that I can really, really clean up, not my act. It wasn't like I was necessarily concerned about career or money or, you know, my living, whatever. I wasn't necessarily concerned about the physical alcohol consumption, but I just knew that that was one direct component that I could adjust, reduce, remove, and it would help me get clear in a lot of ways on overall the way I wanted to show up in the world, how I was feeling, and different goals that I had that I was not negotiating, that I think getting extremely clear and minimizing distractions definitely helped and still does help to, it helps me to filter out, okay, is this a habit that I'm just used to having? Are these thoughts that I'm having coming from truth or are they just coming from conditioning? Is this something that I can alter, that I can shift? So it's essentially allowed a lot more space and time in my own head that is productive instead of these vicious cycles that we get into after we're drinking and we go into these parallel universes where we're stressed about everything. We have these cyclical thoughts. We repeat the exact same thoughts, whether it's about money, your job, your relationship, your body, your health, the way you look, you know, having the thoughts that I used to have, oh, after a weekend of drinking, I need to be extremely clean. It would just be this binge mentality. And I understand that again, the word balance is so obnoxious, but I think that what it boils down to is not having those vicious cycles and thoughts. So again, I drank this weekend, and if I had had alcohol this weekend, the way I did this weekend 2 years ago, I think I would have come home today. I would have probably, I would have gone either one of two ways. I would have immediately dropped my bags, put on gym clothes, gone to the gym, gotten in the sauna, done some type of workout when my body was absolutely exhausted. Like, we didn't go to bed till 2 each night, which is crazy for me. I'm not a night person. I'm not the person who's up at night, but it ended up being that way. It was fine. Super happy. Couldn't have been happier. But again, my body's tired. It needs a break. Just drove back from Charleston. Like, give me a break. Give me 1 second. But it would have either been that and then meal prepped, done everything I could do to prep myself for the week, which I will still do in some variation, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it would have been to an extreme. It would have been likely not really eating much food, and if I did, it would be like a green juice, a coffee, and essentially anything that would just like get my digestive system running. And I think a lot of people do that when they're hungover. I would get like some form of fiber, just a ton of green juice, hydrate, and not really eat much that day. Which again, none of these things are like bad things. It's just, it would be all of these things. And then I would have all while having these insane thoughts of, not insane thoughts, all while having these thoughts of, oh my gosh, all the calories I consumed this weekend, all the money I spent this weekend, all the, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Or, oh, was I awkward in this situation? Oh my God, these people, are they judging me? Are they thinking of X, Y, and Z about me? And those would have been the thoughts. Or I would have, you know, shut myself in my house, closed all the blinds, been on my phone scrolling through social media the entire time, and then regretting not being on the other end of the spectrum, regretting not working out and sweating and meal prepping and going to the grocery store and getting all these veggies and doing all these things. And I would have been on one of those two spectrums, all the while having those thoughts of regret, remorse, shame, whatever I used to feel about alcohol, or not alcohol, but like my life as it pertained to a weekend of drinking. Today, it's been very different. And I'm wondering if there are people listening who have been in this situation where they used to be in that more binge mentality and now are, you know what it really is? Maybe I have just gotten busy enough and focused more outwardly that the little shit just isn't concerning anymore. I think that I've found such a good routine with my workouts that I'm so secure in those workouts, and I'm proud of myself for those workouts, that a couple days off of the gym, it's really not driving me insane anymore. Like, my muscles aren't going anywhere. I'm still moving. I'm still eating protein. I'm still doing what I need to do. I feel like there is just enough focus on others and my career and friends, travel, that I think I'm just sweating the small stuff less. And if you're in that space, then hell yeah. If you want to get to that space, then it would be beneficial to think and observe your habits during this time. What are the actual thoughts that I have on these days? What are the thoughts that, and it doesn't have to be alcohol. It doesn't have to be a weekend after alcohol. It could be, you know, some variation of being off of your normal routine where you feel quote unquote unaligned or out of your norm. So maybe your conference calls and your digestion is not on par and you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, you're really, really bloated, and all of these different things that we get inside our heads about that we think, oh my gosh, everything is going up in flames because I feel a little differently today. It doesn't always have to be alcohol. I'm just saying alcohol is where my hat is at today. I will say that if I would challenge you to observe the thoughts that you have during these days, maybe write them down. And I know that sounds so quack, annoying. People trivialize that all the time. But if you don't do it, then they're just going to stay circling in your mind. If you write them down, you observe it, and you say, okay, is this in my control? Is this the same thought that I thought 3 years ago when I would have this type of weekend? What thoughts that you write down are the exact same? Because if you looked back on your past self and thought, wow, I know I'm going to be thinking this same thought in 3 years, wouldn't you do everything in your power to try and change that? Wouldn't, if you're stressing and your cycle of thoughts is all about body image and you're like going through a little bit of dysmorphia on a day where you have hungover anxiety or routine avoidant anxiety, and you knew that it happened every time you had these weekends or these nights, wouldn't you do everything that you could to get yourself ahead of it so that when you go back or you go into that next situation, you aren't, you can say, oh, you maybe you automatically have that thought of body dysmorphia or whatever it is, but then you can say, oh, I might not actually feel this way today. This is just a habit. This is just a thought that I habitually have during these days. Maybe you actually aren't that stressed about money. Maybe you actually know you're going to be fine with money, but you just so happen to focus on these thoughts when you're stressed or when you have this anxiety. That's what I think is really important to observe. And again, I hope I'm being articulate with this. I'm trying to be. But if you knew that you were going to just repeat these thoughts, then why wouldn't you look at it and say, okay, this is just a thought. Clearly, like, it's not changing my life in any ways, in any drastic way, shape, or form. Let's get ahead of it because I'm sick of having these thoughts. It's more just a matter of discipline and saying to yourself, okay, if I'm not going to change my lifestyle, if you're not going to reduce drinking, if you're not going to reduce the habits that put you in the situation where you have these thoughts, then let's get around it and say, okay, when you're observing your thoughts on these days, is it the same stuff? Is it the same stuff, different day? If so, observe and say, okay, maybe I don't actually feel this way. I know that, like, I didn't go broke this weekend just by drink, or I know I didn't say these things. These people are my friends. They love me. I didn't do anything crazy. And if I did, then it's not that big of a deal. Getting ahead of it and outside of it and saying, okay, these are just my patterned thoughts. Same goes for food, career, relationships, friends. It was a thought that I had this weekend and I figured I would share it. It was really interesting to me because I thought I was in the car today on the way home, and yes, had drinks last night. I definitely didn't feel 100% this morning, but I still, you know, I got up and I typically would have ordered like a huge, massive breakfast and gotten on the road and then just binged podcasts. But I realized today, I said, okay, I know that if I just binge listen to a bunch of podcasts today, then I'm not going to have time to, I'm not going to like use this time as an actual reduce some stress time, focus on the road, think about the weekend, how did it go, da 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 da. Because if I'm listening to a podcast, then I'm going to want to like glance over at the phone. I'm going to want to fast forward, or I'm going to want to buy things from the ads. So what I did was I said, I'm going to listen to a little bit of a podcast, and then I'm going to listen to music. So halfway through, I just switched over to a playlist. Also, you guys can follow me on Spotify. I've got some bomb-ass playlists. But I switched over to music, and it was so much more enjoyable. And, it, you know, on your shuffle, all these songs will come up that you'd be mortified listening to if other people were in the car. But it's like, if Chingy comes on and I'm by myself a little bit hungover and I want to listen to this, and I'm going to listen to it. It's so fun. It was a great time. But all of that to say, doing something a little bit different than you typically do will also help you navigate getting out of those incessant thoughts, out of the thought pattern. If you're someone who typically goes and just gets a bunch of fast food on these days, maybe you walk and go get it. Or maybe you incorporate some type of, not even, it doesn't even have to be about physical movement, but some way to challenge your thought pattern. Okay, well, if this is what I know I do when I'm hungover, then maybe you just shower first. Maybe you just shower and brush your hair, clean up your room, put yourself in a different headspace where you're being a little productive, but you're also just like, you're not you aren't steeping in your own misery, in your own anxious thoughts. Also highly recommend not having coffee if you're having these anxious thoughts. But it was an interesting weekend to have these thoughts because it was some of the most fun I've had with these girls in as long as I can remember. I always have a great time with these girls, but it felt like more quality this weekend. I'm so happy. But I wanted to hop on here and say that because I know that it's something that it doesn't matter necessarily what age you are. Obviously, if you're like not old enough, then don't drink and stuff. But you know, if you are, then just be careful. So this is something I wanted to say and have as a way for me to even reflect on it, because I'm still in this pattern. Even when it comes to dating now, I'm in this pattern of, oh, if this person said, I mean, I'm not dating anyone. I'm in a new world. I'm in a single world where conversations are different and I'm meeting new people, but it's all trial and error. And a lot of it is thinking, okay, maybe this person doesn't mean it in this way just because I'm used to it in this certain way. Or I hear something said and I automatically, I don't want to say the word triggered as obnoxious, but you know, you hear someone say something or they act a certain way or they have a certain belief and you automatically almost put them in this category. But I'm trying to take a step back and just observe, okay, how am I responding to this situation? And let's take a breather. We don't need to be reactive. There's no rush in anything. We're just having a good time and observing. And I'm using this time to think, okay, we're just having fun. And if something works out, that's amazing. But what can I learn about myself in this situation? Or how can I find like pleasure in this situation, joy? It's an interesting time. This is a very brief episode. If you haven't already, we are going to be selecting a winner for the giveaway, or we will have already selected a winner for the giveaway. If you haven't listened to the most recent episodes that we did with Dr. Daryl, make sure you check those out. I have gotten really great feedback for this interview, and I think that so many people have had these run-on questions, and we really just get specific, and I think that you will all leave with a lot of value here. And if you know me, you know that I am home, but I started my day before I, you know, it's funny. Anytime I go and stay at a friend's house or I have a friend over, I always give them a ton of samples of some of the Organifi greens juices that I have. And this morning before I left, I wasn't feeling my best, but I walked downstairs. I chugged a large glass of water and everyone in the house was still asleep. I chugged a large glass of water and then I filled that bitch back up with water and put some Organifi greens juice powder. I did a little bit of powder, mixed it up, chugged it, and it was not a morning where I really felt the desire to do so. But as soon as I did, I thanked myself. I was like, I know you didn't necessarily want to do this right now, but you did it, and I'm so proud of you. You stuck with your routine. Now go get whatever you need to eat. It was half of a scoop or 3/4 of a scoop in about 10 to 12 ounces of water. I just stirred it up and chugged. It was fantastic. I love the green apple flavor. If you want to try these products out, you can always go to Organifi.com/HTH. Use the code HTH or just type in Organifi.com/HTH for 20% off. You can check out all my favorite products like the magnesium or the probiotics that I've been using as well. But you'll love them all. You can't go wrong. They have glyphosate residue trackers to make sure that we are not ingesting a bunch of harsh pesticides and chemicals that we get. And overall, you know, this is my absolute favorite company, Organifi.com/HTH. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their week. And remember, these patterns and these thoughts in our head can be interrupted. They can be navigated. You don't want to look back from today. You don't want to look back from this day in June 2023, a year from now, and say, oh, yep, I'm still having the exact same thoughts, doing the exact same thing, and not evolving or shifting at all. And I promise you, your life will change if you start observing some of that patterning. Enjoy the rest of your week. I will be in paradise, and I will talk to you all next Thursday. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
We'll be right back.